This is Scott Becker, and thrilled today to be joined by John Phillips. John is the CEO of Methodist Health System. We're going to talk to John today really about what he's seeing with COVID-19 and his big priorities this year. We're talking to him towards the end of January 2021 to give a time frame for the COVID-19 discussion. John, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and then we'll get to the heart of the discussion.
Sure, Scott. Thank you. And again, my name is John Phillips. It's an honor to join you, Scott, and all you're doing for healthcare through reporting through and just really sharing daily information through Becker's Hospital Review and other things, outlets such as the podcast. So first of all, thanks to you and your team for your tireless work. And my name is John Phillips. I'm president of Methodist Dallas Medical Center, the flagship hospital of Methodist Health System. I've been in healthcare for a while, started out as a physical therapist at the bedside, and then have really had the luxury of having some wonderful mentors, Michael Waters at Hendrick Health System in Abilene, Texas, and Chris Karam at Christus Health, and then here at Methodist, Steve Mansfield, Pam Stonoff, Jim Scoggin, my current leadership team that I get to serve. Just really an honor to serve in healthcare and honor to be here with you today.
Well, thank you very, very much. And so many of those names that you mentioned, Chris Karam, I have a first cousin who's named after his daughter, so I know Chris very, very well. And it's a long story from Alexandria. My cousin's in Alexandria, where he was for a very long time. And then Michael Waters, I worked with 100 years ago, and Steve Mansfield, all great, great names and people. What a small world. John, let me ask you, we're at the end of January, close to the end of January 2021. We'll try and get this released the next week so people can hear, you know, current thoughts on it. What are you seeing with COVID-19 currently, you know, as of now? What are you seeing currently?
Well, Scott, because of those mentors that I've mentioned to you, I am a eternal optimist. So know that my comments are laced with optimism. We're seeing a pretty steady state of COVID-19 in Dallas-Fort Worth right now. Fortunately, we've seen a slight downward trend in inpatient admitted COVID-19 patients. So that's positive. That's good. I think, you know, our doctors, our clinical staff caring for patients are doing such a tremendous job of caring for patients and caring for them in the right setting. So I'm encouraged by the steadying of COVID volume and the slight downturn in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Still seeing, you know, daily case numbers of newly diagnosed COVID-19 being pretty steady and high. So watching that closely and making sure that we in healthcare are all saying the same thing and having the same message of, you know, masking up and making sure we're distancing appropriately and not gathering in large groups and really, you know, following appropriate hygiene protocols. And then lastly, Scott, vaccinations. What a no pun intended. Here comes a Chris Karam-ism. What a shot in the arm the vaccines have been. So very, very excited about the promise and hope that the vaccines have for us in this country and to help us get through this pandemic.
Well, thank goodness, right? So seeing a slight downtick, what's amazing is how this moves and goes up and down. So you're seeing a downtick. We're starting to see a downtick in the country, down to 110,000 hospitalizations, up to 135,000. But then we start to see hotspots come back again, like Michigan again is getting very busy with COVID-19. And it's really sort of fascinating to watch this. It really feels like whack-a-mole a little bit. And hopefully this vaccine will really help to long-term drive down these ultimate raw total numbers. Thank you for your perspective, John. And we're glad to see these hospitalizations down and things moving in the right direction. Let me ask you a different question. When you look at 2021, what are your top or big priorities for this year coming up?
You know, I think the pandemic's taught me a lot, Scott, as an individual and as a leader. And I'm a list maker. That's my parents taught me to be a list maker and really have strong priorities for coming years. And this year's just different for me. Really, I have one glaring one, and it's to become a better leader. And I think through the pandemic, I've learned that leadership is so important for any organization. And I look back at, you know, February, March of last year and who I was and who I am today. And I sure hope I'm a better leader. And it's because of what I've been taught by our staff and our medical staff and other healthcare leaders and leaders in other industries around me in Dallas-Fort Worth have just taught me a tremendous amount. And I'll say the number one thing that I'm focusing on, Scott, early in 2021 is to listen. And I've learned that as a leader, as an administrator, we have great intentions and we can sit in a room and look at data and try to make the best decisions. But until you involve people, staff, physicians, community members that are truly on the front lines to gain their perspective, you really just don't have the right answers. And so, you know, as one of those mentors I mentioned earlier taught me years ago, he said, you know, John, there's a reason God gave us two eyes and two ears and one mouth. That ratio should really tell us a lot about how to be good leaders. And so, you know, with that one mouth, we should speak less and go look more and go listen more. And for me, Scott, a little bit unconventional, one top priority for 2021 is to be a better leader. And the first thing I need to do and I'm starting to do is listen more.
No, and I think that's fantastic. And in the concept of saying that the focus for this year is how do I get better as a leader? How do I do that? We think that's a great, great top priority for all of us, regardless of what we do, a great priority. John, I want to thank you for joining us today. Optimistic as well on where COVID is going, not quickly enough, of course, but optimistic. And the idea of the priority, the big priority this year being to become a better leader is, I think, a great priority. And just I love some of the names you mentioned as former mentors. Some of them are just so magnificent. And Steve Mansfield still serves on our Becker's Hospital Review Advisory Board and just good, good folks. So anyways, thank you very much for joining us, John, and continued good luck there. I know Methodist punches above its weight and does a great, great job in a great system. Thank you.
You know, Scott, I'll tell you, so Dr. Mansfield, I'll leave with this. He taught me to be present, excited, and bold. And so let's leave on that note on this morning where we have a lot in front of us still, a lot to happen in 2021. Let's be present, excited, and bold.
I love that. That'll be my thought for the day, and try and keep that with me. Is present, excited, and bold is magnificent. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.